Hello, everyone out there. This is Peter Harris from Commercial Property Advisors, author of the book, Commercial Real Estate Investing for Dummies, and coach and mentor to many commercial real estate investors all across this great nation of ours. The title and subject of today's podcast is
Advancing from Stocks to Commercial Real Estate. How many of you out there have money in the stock market? Raise your hands. Well, we all know the problems with that, right? The problem is with the stock investing, the returns are low. The stock market is notoriously volatile. We all know that. That's a given. Number three, you have capital gains concerns. If you were to sell a stock, you're going to have to pay taxes. And number four, it's hard to stay calm when the market is erratic. These four things are not conducive to financial freedom. Just isn't. Today, I have a solution for you, and that solution is called commercial real estate. I'm going to share with you how to take your stocks and put them directly into commercial real estate for cash flow and wealth generation. Secondly, I'll share with you how to save thousands of dollars in the first year of owning commercial real estate. And then thirdly, a step-by-step process, the step-by-step process, where I share with you a husband and wife team, our students that sold their stocks and they purchased several apartment buildings, paid zero taxes. In fact, they were able to get a refund this year. And one of them quit their jobs due to the cash flow generated. Would you like to know how all this works? That's what today's about. Let's get started. All right, let's start right here. I am going to keep it nice and simple for you on the one hand. And the other hand, I'm going to share with you Eric and Maria's story of implementation. They did everything we taught them how to do and they did it wonderfully. All right, let's keep it simple. Again, we're advancing from stocks and we're going into commercial real estate. So number one is you need to have a strategy for commercial real estate. And this is what we do with our students. Number two is you need to cash out of your stocks. You need to take the plunge, but you don't dare take the plunge until you have number one defined. Number three is to buy commercial property one at a time, and we'll share with you why that's important, with the three pillars. What are the three pillars? The three pillars are exactly what we teach our students. Number one is to buy a property that's priced under market. That's number one. So you're walking in with equity. Number two, to buy a property with rent upside where you can raise the rents, you can force appreciation, you can multiply the cash flow. That's really important too. And the third pillar is to buy a property in a good area. Okay. So those three things are just smart things to do. Easier said than done, but we're really good at teaching your students how to locate those deals. Number four is to neutralize the penalties in capital gains taxes when you cash out of your stocks. So if it's a retirement account, you're going to have penalties to pay. And if it's a stock account and or retirement account, you're going to have to pay capital gains taxes. So I'm saying number four is to neutralize it, right? You're going to have these penalties and taxes. You need to do something on this side of the property, buying the property a certain way to neutralize those taxes and actually come out ahead. And Eric and Maria did just that. I'll share their story with you in a second. And number five is to rinse and repeat. So buy another commercial property with the three pillars. Build, build, and build using your stocks to create a financial fortress using commercial real estate. Next, let's quickly discuss Eric and Maria. So Eric and Maria are both finance professionals, very smart, incredible couple. You'll see in a second. Eric happens to be a CPA slash accountant. So he knows his stuff numbers wise. He knows his taxes. He's just very, very astute financially. And he made the decision to cash out of the stocks and buy commercial real estate. And you'll see why. Okay. Why he did it and how smart he is. And Maria, a little bit of their background. A few years ago, they lost a lot of money in the stock market. And once they regained it, they were not going to lose it again. They're going to put it in commercial real estate. And number three, they had a bad experience with single family home rentals. And you know me, if you want to be financially free, it's going to have to be commercial real estate. Okay. Not single family. Bullet point four, they sold their stocks, bought three multifamily properties so far. They have three more to go, and they overcame the penalties and taxes. So in this, I will share with you exactly how they did that. It's not rocket science. It's something that you have to implement. Number four, this is pretty cool. Maria is now a full-time commercial real estate investor because of taking action. And they'll share the whole story with you. So let's hear their story. And when we come back, I'll quickly summarize it. And my goal is always to help you put yourself into their shoes. And by the way, if you have any questions during this interview or after, just text me a question. Text your questions to Peter at 833-942-4516. I'll be waiting to answer your questions. I would love to hear from you. All right, let's go to the interview. Welcome today. Thank you for joining us on this special interview. I have two very special people. They're two students of ours. They have joined our program a little while back, and they've been very successful in investing in commercial real estate. So, Eric and Maria, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
All right. So, everyone out there, this interview is about advancing from stocks into commercial real estate. And Eric and Maria did that wonderfully. In fact, they're both finance professionals. So, what better person with that acumen, with that background, to make that decision to push stocks off to the side and get into commercial real estate? So again, welcome. I really appreciate your time this morning. And could you share with us a little bit about yourselves, Eric and Maria?
Hi, I'm Maria. I've been doing commercial real estate for the last 2 years full-time under Peter's program. And before that, I was a financial marketing professional for about 20 plus years. I'm very familiar with the financial markets and products. And obviously from learning from that experience, I know the kind of the downside to it as well, Eric.
Yeah. So by profession, I'm a trained accountant, CPA, but currently I'm in the financial IT space doing financial systems implementations. And I've been doing this for about 20 plus years as well. So yeah, I was also looking to move into the commercial real estate area as well.
Awesome. So in the family, Maria is the real estate professional per the IRS. And Eric, you are the W-2 person, right?
Right.
Great. All right. Let's get that established. All right. Let's jump into the big question. Why commercial real estate? So why did you two make the plunge and make that decision? So share with us a couple of your driving factors.
Sure. So before we got started into commercial real estate, we were looking at single family homes for a long time. I would say almost a year and a half to 2 years. Mm-hmm. And this was during the run up of the single family home market in the area. And we would go to open houses and work through our realtor and go to showings around the neighborhoods, trying to find a single family home to invest in. And we would find one, we'd make an offer on it, we would get outbid. Other ones, we would bid over asking price and we'd get outbid. And it became very frustrating. So that's where we started. And to find our way into commercial real estate, we ended up watching YouTube videos on how to invest in single family homes. And I ran across one of your videos. And I thought real estate for commercial real estate was for like wealthy people. And I didn't realize there was an entry level point for normal folks to get into commercial real estate. So I said, you know, I think it'd be worth giving it a shot.
Yeah. And the fact that you guys have a program that takes people through, it's a mentorship program, right? So it takes you through that program and it helps to establish all the basics and the foundation that you need to understand how to get into the market. So all the techniques and the negotiation skills and how to shape a deal, how to talk to a seller, that's all golden information. Mm-hmm. So
thank you. So both of you are very smart individuals in the finance world, and you made the decision to stop doing stocks. I imagine you had a bad experience, right? And to go into commercial real estate. So what's some of the background of that?
I would say for me, I graduated in 2001 from college, and that was right around 9/11. And so I graduated into a horrible market, and I couldn't find a job that really fit my skill set that I was trying to find a job in. And then ultimately found a job in my area of profession, built up, you know, my 401k up until about 2008, heavily invested, I would say, as much as I was able to invest into my 401k and IRAs. And then 2008 market crash hit, and it wiped out about probably 50% plus of my investments. You know, over time, I gained that back. And then, you know, there was the recent events that we're thinking the market was going to shake again. I had pulled all my money out of my 401k and put it into like money market accounts. And I felt very strongly that the market was shaky, and I just didn't know where the best place to put my money was.
Until you discover commercial real estate, right?
Right.
Yeah. So Eric and Maria, you have this retirement account money, and in order to use it into commercial real estate, you know, there's penalties you have to pay to take it out. And there's also taxes to account for. So how did you account for that? And at the end of the day, was it worth it?
Yeah, that was something I was really fearful of using, was my retirement money. I knew I had it sitting there. I knew I wanted to do something with it. I just always figured I would have to pay the taxes and penalties, not knowing that I could, you know, get a real estate professional status with Maria while I maintained a W-2 with my job. And at the same time, use the cost segregation method to accelerate the depreciation of our buildings so that we were able to essentially gain a significant loss on the property for that particular year, which would offset the federal taxes that we would have seen as we were taking the money out of, or as taking the money out of the IRA account. So we were able to benefit from that approach. And luckily through the mentorship, we were able to gain that insight.
Yeah, it was really eye-opening to know that that kind of method existed to help investors to take that step. Otherwise, we were thinking that maybe it's just cost of going into commercial real estate that, you know, we would have to pay 35% tax, 10% penalty. Maybe that's just the cost of doing the business. But it was such an eye-opening aha moment that we just looked at each other like, we have a way of making this work.
Yeah, because, you know, we had been very diligent savers and having, you know, the money squirreled away in the IRAs. We knew we had money there, and we always thought, just like, you know, we can use it, but we're going to have to deal with that hit. And this was a way that we could tap into that savings. And, you know, not only can we use it today, we could benefit from it today, and we don't have to wait till we're nearly 60 years old to start enjoying the benefits of our savings.
That's right. And to make Maria the real estate professional per the IRS was critical. You couldn't have done that without commercial real estate.
Absolutely. She actually logs, and I would recommend that to other people, to actually keep a log in Excel in a notebook. If you have to, you know, jump on a call with a buyer or a seller, you know, just log that hour that you spoke with them in the book. If you have to drive to the property, if you have to go to the hardware store, just log everything, and you only need 750 hours.
Minimum. Yeah.
And it adds up fast, and you can get there by June if you actually just record everything you're doing.
Sure. Like 15 hours a week, right? Minimum. Right. Okay, awesome. All right. So thanks for sharing that. Let's jump into your deals. So you found the seller through our marketing methods, right? And you're able to purchase 3 deals from the same owner without using banks, right?
Once.
Yeah. Incredible. And you were able to get a 4% interest rate. And I'll date stamp this. It's 2023 now. And rates are now 4%. And he has more deals that you want to buy from him, right? So he has how many properties total that he started with? Was it 6?
At that time, it was 6.
Yeah, at that time, it was 6.
So far, we purchased 3 of the 6 buildings from the seller. And our goal is to acquire additional 3 from him.
First marketing campaign.
Yeah, that's great.
It's 18 months later since we've started working with you, and we're still working on that same first. We've sent subsequent marketing campaigns, but we're still working on the fruit from the first marketing campaign.
Awesome. So share a little bit about the deals.
The first deal was a 5-unit apartment building in the Chicagoland area. He had called us. And so he told us about the deal, and so we had come up with some initial numbers, and then we came back and we said, you know, this is what we can come up with, and we had talked to you about the deal and gave him our response, and after a brief negotiation, we were ready to close that first deal. And on that deal, it was a 4%. That was in December of 22 when we closed that. That was a 4% rate in December of 22.
Amazing. That was a 5-unit. Go ahead, Maria.
Then it was a seller financed. I don't know if that was mentioned.
So he financed.
So he's financing us. And so there was no need for appraisal or, you know, other, you know, fees that are involved when you normally involve a bank. Mm-hmm. So that probably potentially saved us a few thousand dollars.
Not only that, but it also on the purchase price, because he realized that if he went through a broker, he would have had to sell it at a higher price so the broker can get paid on the commissions. Mm-hmm. He basically discounted the property accordingly for private seller price and did the financing. So it was a win all around on the price, on the rate. And
I love doing the deals where it's the seller and the buyer working together. And in the absence of banks and real estate brokers, obviously, when attorneys are needed, a title company may be needed, you know, when you're transferring the title. But with the absence of banks and real estate agents, you are saving several thousands of dollars. But also, in working directly with a seller, you're establishing that, you know, trust and rapport with a seller. So all these meetings that we've been having with a seller has been really beneficial, because you're building that relationship. And that's why, you know, after buying the first building, I think he was comfortable enough to move on to the next one.
I think he said it after we finished the closing on the first building. I remember it was like December 22nd or 23rd. It was right before Christmas. And we had called him to just thank him and on our way home from closing. And on the way home from closing, he said, "When are we going to do the next one?"
And so,
you know, that kind of led us right into the second deal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So you cash out of your retirement account and you purchase this property without a bank. So you put down a down payment. The owner hasn't raised the rents in 5 years, I believe.
Or longer.
So we had tremendous rent upside that you've able to achieve almost day one. So you were able to purchase the property with seller financing and a great interest rate. The deal had lots of upside. He hasn't raised the rents in 5 years or longer. So day one, you're able to raise the rents. So the question is, you know, you use your retirement funds. So there's a penalty to pay for that. And also there's tax consequences. How did you use cost segregation across the board to help you mitigate some of those costs and penalties?
Right. So we reached out and we interviewed three different cost seg companies. And the cost seg companies, when you actually reach out to them, they'll give you an estimate on what they think your tax savings will be. And they'll also tell you what the charge will be for the analysis. So between the three companies, we analyzed, you know, which one thought they would give us the best return on our money, right? So they said, you're going to have an immediate tax benefit of X amount, and the cost for the study will be this amount. And so we looked at all three and weighed, you know, the cost versus the tax benefits, and we decided our cost seg provider. And ultimately, the one that you suggested did have the best anticipated tax savings.
The highest number
for tax savings.
Depreciation.
And an extremely reasonable rate to provide the service. It's not a cheap thing to do.
Right.
But if you're in a situation where you need to ensure that you're going to have enough tax loss to cover the tax expense from withdrawing an early withdrawal from your IRA, this is an extremely viable option to get you that loss that you need to cover those gains from an IRA withdrawal. So we have the study, and I think the total amount that we're going to be saving is about $65,000 from accelerated depreciation, tax affected. So after taxes, it'll be a $65,000 tax benefit. And the withdrawal from the IRA, that more than covered it. In fact, we actually got a refund that year. So I withdrew money from the IRA. We did the tax study, and then we included that tax study against our income on the apartment. And at the end, we came out ahead with a refund. So
that is awesome. And again, you know, the importance of having Maria as a real estate professional to be able to take advantage of all those tax benefits. And now she's a full-time commercial real estate investor. You know, I hear the word leverage all over, right? You're leveraging mentorship, you're leveraging your retirement savings, you're leveraging the seller by not using a bank. Is there anything else like commercial real estate?
I love
it. I don't think so.
That's great. That's great. All right. So thank you for sharing this. This is so awesome. We have audience members out there. They also have retirement savings. They're also playing the stock market. Some of them have just stopped. They told me that it stopped because of volatility. And they're scared of getting into commercial real estate because this is all they have, right? They worked all these years for their retirement account. So what's some advice that you two could give to that person, right, wanting to do exactly what you did?
I would say find a mentor, because I wouldn't know how to get into this alone. I think it's really important. What we have, you know, absorbed through this program, it was able to change our lives. And I think that's the number one most important thing you have to do to get into commercial real estate, if you're not familiar with it, is to find a mentor that can guide you into finding these deals. And then guiding you through the deals once you do find them. So that would be my suggestion to them. But also, if you have money saved, don't wait for it. You know, don't wait till you're 60 years old to start using it. I'd like to retire before I'm 60. And if I could leverage my IRA today, so by the time I'm maybe in my mid-50s or early 50s would be the dream, I could retire from the corporate job and just run my own business and continue to grow my business.
Yeah, I think 401ks are there to benefit the Wall Street, not the Main Street folks. And if you can tap into your retirement funds and make use of it into something that you have control over, that's something that people should seriously consider, because it gives you a path to financial freedom, because you can put that money to work in a way that helps you create, you know, income stream, cash flow, and appreciation of capital. No other asset class can help you achieve that.
And you get to work for yourself instead of, you know, putting in 60 hours a week for somebody else. It's much more rewarding to have your own business.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that. Well, we're going to end the interview here. I just want to say to you both, thank you so much for sharing this. This is so inspiring. And as I mentioned before, there are many people out there just like you wanting to do what you're doing now. So I'm sure this will give them a lift and encourage them. So, Eric and Maria, thank you so much. And let's work on getting the other three closed.
All right. Welcome back. Aren't those two just incredible? Do me a favor. This was so inspiring. Go ahead and just say congratulations in the comments. Put any type of encouraging comment you can in the comment box right now. We want to encourage them. You know, by the end of this month, hopefully, or by the end of the year, they'll be halfway through to Eric also retiring. So let's encourage them. They're almost there. So what I want to do to wrap up this video is share with you a couple things here. Number one, I want to share with you exactly, I want to highlight exactly what they did so you can do exactly what they're doing. And then I want to end it with just a few conclusions so that I make sure that you got these critical nuggets. Here are the quick highlights. Number one is, they withdrew money from their stock account, IRA, 401k, whatever. And remember, they have to pay taxes and a penalty on that. Number two, they purchased 17 units, a six unit, and a five unit, direct to seller. These were the best deals are. And there was no banks involved as we're going direct to the seller. 4% interest rate. Today, interest rates are 7 or 8%. 4% interest rate because they went direct to the seller and they understand how to do this. Creative financing is something you really, really have to know. That's something we really, really stress with our students. And they had a huge rent upside. Why is that important? Because at the end of a few years, they're going to have to pay off the seller. And by the end of those years, we want the property to be worth more. So the rent upside allows you to force appreciation. That's why it's really important. And number three, they performed a cost segregation study, which is an accelerated method of depreciating your property faster. Sometimes in 1 year, sometimes in 5 years, instead of 27 and a half years. So it's very powerful. And it allowed them to save $65,000 in tax write-offs year one. And what that did, it offset all the penalties and all the taxes they had to pay. In fact, they received a tax refund. Wow. So they had to pay the penalty, had to pay the taxes, but with the cost seg, they were able to get money back at the end of the year. Is there anything better than commercial real estate? No, there isn't. All right, that's the highlights. Quick conclusions. They're smart, and they are in unity. When you're a husband and wife investing, You need to be in unity to make sure everything goes well and you're headed on the right path. So it shows, doesn't it, with Eric and Maria? Secondly, they made Maria qualify as the real estate professional. There's a tax code in the IRS, tax code 469. It's called real estate professional status. What that does, that allows Maria and Eric, even though Eric's still working and Maria's a real estate professional now, it allows them to receive unlimited tax write-offs. If both were working, this will not be possible. They couldn't take advantage of all this. Next, C, their next move is to buy from the same seller 18 more units. That will bring them to 35. They need 80 to retire. So by the end of this year, they will be close to halfway from to totally being retired, both of them. Now, this is really important. This is Maria's quote, and this is so true. Maria says, IRAs, 401ks are designed to benefit Wall Street. That's them, not Main Street. That's you. That is truth spoken right there. And this is why you all need to learn how to advance from stocks to commercial real estate investing. Well, I hope this showed you how to take stocks, put them in commercial real estate. That is the solution. And how they did that, they got mentoring from us. And if you want to learn more about being a student of ours or how this whole thing works out, you can apply to be mentored by us. You can also, if you have any question about this whole process, you can send a question to me. Text Peter to 833-942-4516. I will love to hear from you. All right. Thanks, everyone, for hanging out with me this long. I really appreciate you, and I hope you have a great day.